doing tonight? I don't know. Do I call you Mr. T or is Alan okay? What do I call you?
Alan's fine.
Okay.
Do I call you Jay or Jay Bird or Jay Walker?
Whatever you like, Alan T. Whatever you like. I like Jay Walker. That's kind of cool.
So, right.
Alan T, what's going on? Where are you at? What's going on in your world?
Well, I just finished a fab risotto, as I was telling C-Box, a celery risotto. I'm enjoying the deluge we're having here in South Florida with the rain. And my night is just beginning. I work at Space this evening, and then tomorrow at Click at Aero Bar, our new home. And life goes on, you know, never stops.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you right off the bat, I love your fucking voice, Alan. I mean, real. When you did You to the Left, You to the
Door, the Door.
I love that.
The door. Love to the right, to the left.
I love it, love it, love it.
Everybody, I've heard him called anything from Fierce. This is always welcome to Not You, to 95 South, you know, the list goes on. That never goes away.
Your fierceness never goes away. That's what we love about you. As a DJ, we get every time you come out with something, it's bigger and better than the one before. Not saying that the other ones before were anything less of what they
right,
were.
Right. Really? We have to just keep it moving like arugula on your system, honey.
Yes. Are you you're living down in MIA, right? Miami?
Yeah, and I was born and raised here. I've lived in New York. I went to school in London. I lived in Rome for like 13 years, but I've always come back to the same residence. I live in the same house I was born in.
Well, look at you, a well-traveled, a well-versed, and a well...
Yeah, I've been around the world, you know, no babies, but I've been around the world.
Alan, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Who do you like, Obama or McCain?
I was just talking to my sister about that. I'm actually right now. I wasn't really pro Hillary. I'm like wishing that she was in the race now. But of them all, God, I'm kind of McCain is a little elder for me.
Right. See,
since I like black men as much as I do, but he's giving you too much of a white man. He's too slender for me. I think I'm kind of tall. You know, I'm in between a rock and a hard place on this issue right now.
Yeah, you know, I am too.
As we all are.
I'm all for Obama, but all the Republicans are saying, you know, they keep telling me these things. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I'm just like, I just want to crawl in a hole and wait till November 4th.
everybody has to get out and vote. That's
exactly.
No choice. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. It's time to do it.
Right. And if you're not registered to vote on the DanceMixAmerica.com website, there's a little button you can click, and it takes you right to the register to vote. And it's so easy. So we encourage everyone.
Or otherwise, I'll bring the application to people's homes. If you're not registered by this point, then honey, wake up and smell the colada. Smell the Cuban coffee.
And if you're not registered, I'm going to send Alan T over to your house, and he's going to drop off an application. He'll put you through it, girl.
Right, well, most of the ones that I would be featuring the papers tour illegal, so that wouldn't work, but you know how that is.
You'd probably show up and you'd be like, honey, you gotta vote. And you'd be like, all right, give me the application.
Put your John Hancock on the dotted line now.
Right now. So we got your new song, Alan, and we're going to play it next. Tell everybody about it, what it is, who did it, and where it came from. Tell everybody about it.
We just finished this. It's actually my second duet with an early member of the House of Aviance, Joe Papa Aviance, and he's out of L.A. He proposed Eddie Amador did the original production, and then Eddie Amador wanted me. There was a duet already on the track. It was very weak. In short, Eddie asked me to go on board. Lee Love Cult Records and Eddie Kumana kind of tore up the whole arrangement. And I'm pretty excited about how it came out. It came out really, really powerful.
Yeah, and you fierced it out. So we're going to play it next. Where are you at? You got any performances coming up that you want to tell everybody about?
I'll be in New York next Sunday with Super Chumbo at Asateria for the launch of the new CD we just did. That's a great party. Let's see. God, I'm always performing. The world is my stage. I work on Country Maybe Another Week. It's scary, but true. I'm on my MySpace page. It's like a banner.
Yeah, what's your MySpace? What's your MySpace or website? Where can people find you?
Alan at Alan-T. There's a link to my YouTubes, my Discogs, my Facebook, my MySpace, and my sister keeps it pretty up and fresh. I mean, I'm really on top of all that stuff.
Okay.
I also have a big production with Beck and Chris coming out called Damage Control.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's a lot, you know, it never stops. It never ends, thank God.
Well, good for you. You look like you are like $1 million. You're working it, you're doing it, you're doing it to it, and you're coming out with new music, and that's all we love you for.
Keep it alive.
You're keeping it alive. This song is called Now, right?
Now.
Well, now, when you did this song, what is Now referring to? So everybody is clear from the front. Don't play any Sarah Palins on me. Give me a straight answer. What is it about?
It's pretty much about the moment, living in the moment, not, you know, saying, you know, doing what you'd otherwise not do, just do it.
Okay, well,
Don't put it off, do it now.
We're gonna do it right now.
I gotta get Seavox, my girlfriend.
Yes, you know,
many years, Seavox is like family to me.
She's fierce, you know, her and I are actually traveling together. We're going to Cleveland to I'm DJing, she's singing. We're going to Cleveland and we're gonna
she tears it.
And we're gonna play your song.
She's been tearing it up. I mean, she's like the Grace Jones of the Cuban world.
Yeah, she's amazing. I've always loved her.
That's a pretty good compliment. It's coming from me.
Yeah, and you know, the two of you should do a duet. Why don't the two of you work on something?
We're on Cuban time. She's next. I told her. I was talking to Lula the other day, and she's like, "Why don't you and Seavox do a duet?" I said, "Honey, you know, the time is we're almost there." We're like two picadillos away from doing that. So that's the next project.
All right. One more question on this song that we're going to play next. Can anyone download it, or is it only for DJs, or where can people buy it on
it's
iTunes?
Strictly in advanced promo, but
okay.
Soon, very soon. Just stay tuned, you know.
It's going to be on the Right Now CD, right?
It should be.
That's the name of your new CD.
Right at the yesterday time. No, it'll be on Call Records. And, it is on Call Records, and I'm just awaiting release dates. So stay tuned.
All right, Alan, one more time. What's your website?
Alan@alan-t.com.
And this is your song. It's Alan T. The song is called, what is it called?
Now.
Alan, thank you so much for checking in tonight.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. It's Dance Mix America. Back to the mix. Here's Alan T on your Dance Mix.
Ciao, guys.
Ciao. There he goes. Alan T, everybody. Woo! All right, here it is. Now, I love his voice. Let's get back to the party, all right? DMA.
Nothing stands in your way. Question answered, Harry.